Darling? Hello? Divi?
Yeah? I thought you were on the phone.
No. I have my earphones in. Have you... How long does it take from here to Orpington? About 5 minutes? 10?
Why?
I just wondered. 10, I'd say.
I would put it at 8.
Okay.
I'll be more than that.
I think it is probably about... From St Mary Cray, when it stops, it's...
It goes past these stops, we don't stop there. It goes past North Road.
Yeah, Chisholm, I think it might be about...
Chisholm.
It might even be about 15, I think.
Where does it go past?
I know from St Mary Cray, when it stops at Shoreham and all that, it's about 25 minutes, 23 minutes or something like that, but I think this is faster than that. Get your friends to hold the train. I am ready, but I've got to get all my bits together. You got your jacket? No, come in. Right, don't panic me. They won't go with... Are you off?
Yeah. Come on.
I haven't got his harness on yet, darling.
No.
I can't go anywhere at the moment.
I can't.
Look.
What?
Is it not got a harness on?
I've got harness on yet.
He's going to. Oh, at least it's sunny when we got back here. Oh, I'll keep still. It's fine.
Have we got on?
No.
Give me the phone, let me hold the phone, please.
No, I'm just putting it in my bag.
Everyone's gone.
Doesn't matter, there's no rush, is there? We got there quicker than... If I'd have been sitting in one of those other seats, I would have got his harness on before I get off, but I can't do it on those ones. Wait for me. Where are we going? Just out the door. Good boy, that's it. sit. Good boy. Forward. Right there. That's a good boy. We're out of the station now. Straight on. Oh, God. Go forward. I thought I was going to get blown away then. What black cab? Steady.
Yeah.
Have you got one?
Hold on.
Are you gone? I'm following you. Out on the main road where all the buses are now. Okay. We're still going downhill. Good boy, sorry. Yes, I'm here. That's a noisy old organ thing. Listen to it. Mind you, the road is as busy that we were staying here, but not this busy. We're going under the railway now. Are we under the bridge? Wait on. Darling? No, what, the R4?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I'm getting it.
Yeah, go on, where is it? Are we here?
Yeah.
Stop it then, quick.
You know what,
I'm
going to get a lot better, you know what I mean?
Alright, it's up to you, darling.
A lot better.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good boy, sit.
I have to go up the steps to go book a taxi, you know what I mean? So you'll just see how the bag, alright?
Yeah, okay. Alright. Oh, well, we're home, sort of. Sit. Sunshine here. You recognise where we are, Niall? Do you?
Alan?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's actually wood over there. Cab will be there in 1 minute.
Okay.
So if you just follow me.
Okay. Let me just get this. We've got a fucking road. Oh, good. Darling, I left.
Huh?
That's all right. I was just making sure where you were.
Alpha ball just going on. Can you hear? Listen. That's it.
Alpha ball.
The taxi more confident. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I will be there quicker. I mean, it's going to be probably packed on the bus anyway. Are we here?
Yeah. Taxi's here soon.
Okay. Stuff
in there,
yeah. Oh, we'll have a house to ourselves.
Why?
Was out.
Well, what's got up another walk?
Yeah. Oh dear,
I feel alright.
happiest one. Of course. You wagging your tail, Niall? Are you happy? Good boy.
Come
round
and go
to
the front, my love.
Yeah, I will, darling.
You want a little
bit? Sit. Good boy. Come. Okay, let me just take it. I've got it.
The stairwell.
Come on, in you go. This is a good boy. Get your tail in. Have you got it in?
Yes,
yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Good boy. There we are. Nearly home now. Nearly home. Nearly home, off me. I left that. The stove. It's not too bad. Not too bad at all.
So you're off to Killywarren Way.
Yeah.
Where have you just come back from?
We've been down into Sussex, Rye.
Oh, yeah. I went far from here the other last week.
It's so nice. Lovely down there.
Yeah, it's a nice sports part of Kent, isn't it?
Well, it's actually in Sussex, isn't it? It's just over the border.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I didn't realise it's close to the border because it's near the Romney Marsh.
Well, that's where I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I go every year around the May time with about a dozen to 20 fellas boozing, staying in that holiday caravan park here.
Oh, where do you stay? What, the Romney?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Marley Park.
Okay.
That's quite nothing. But it's just for us to get our head down. Friday, Saturday, come home Sunday, costs us 50 quid, I mean.
That's all right, isn't it?
And we go to that pub called the Warren.
All right.
I do nice food in there, and we come out of there about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And we play golf on the Saturday at Lid.
Yeah.
That's after coming out of that pub about 3 in the morning. Oh,
blimey.
Yeah. And then I was down there, was it last Tuesday? Yeah, last Tuesday. My missus, she belongs to Cray Valley Bowls Club.
Oh, right.
And they were playing New Romney.
Oh, really?
And I had my car in for an oil filter change. So I said, well, I might as well come with you, see your colleagues and come on later.
Yeah.
But we got down there, we were on a coach, and I was quite surprised the amount of people that went. There were 30 people.
Really?
But there was one end, as they call it, bowled, and then the heavens opened up again all the way down. It lashed down the rain in the coach.
We were really lucky with the weather last week. We went last Monday, and you know, we had really good weather till yesterday.
Yeah.
It's been lovely. It wasn't forecast, but it turned out much better than the forecast. It doesn't usually happen.
What's your dog's name?
Niall.
Niall?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He'd be 8 on New Year's Day.
Yeah, he looks as though he's starting to get on a bit. I've got Yorkshire Terrier endorsed, me and Mum. His name's Harry.
Oh.
After my dad. He's 12. He's 12 this year. And I can't do nothing with him. He follows me everywhere like a baby.
Oh.
I take the baby me. Shouldn't do really, shouldn't encourage him.
Well, I've got a little poodle that's a bit like that.
But I've done me back in where I've turned both mattresses over. Because where he comes up, when I let him out of the garden for his final jimmy, I said, we're going to bed, Harry. And up he is behind me, up the stairs.
Oh.
And sometimes he's on the top of the bed before I get there. But where I lay to accommodate him.
Yeah, you've hurt your back.
I've got my legs tucked up like, and he's stretched out like a lord. When I put the key in the door, like I won't, he's like that
dog on Mr. Ramsay. No sausages.
Oh, yeah.
His teeth showing. And then he goes round and round in a circle.
Oh, they do that.
My missus, she points at him and she says, wiggly, wiggly, and he turns his body inside out and does a lot of grimacing. Oh.
God, I know we're back home. I just heard a siren. I don't think we've heard one since we've been away. Yeah, I've got a little poodle. He's nearly 13 and he's the boss, really.
But Harry, I mean, my other half, when I met her, she had this Yorkshire Terrier called Spike. He lived till about 14, 15. But I think a lot of it was my fault why he died, maybe earlier than a year or two. I kept giving him buttons, chocolate buttons.
Oh no, that's bad for a minute.
Put them on the floor, and of course, what he. What he used to do, I can't hear you. This is good. And then go up the top of the toilet. Probably the dog used to eat these buttons and he had all these teeth taken out. It was on the internet. My missus was told from the vets that they were going to put it on the internet. And at the end of the day, he then had all his body functions packed up. He lived in Chislehurst then. I used to walk him across Beanshaw to the paper shop on Windham Barefoot for when I worked in the morning. And this particular morning, he was wobbling along, dragging himself, trying to go to the toilet, falling over. So I brought him back home. The night after, my missus said, we've got to make a decision about the about Spike. We took him down the vets at Footscray Road. I cried like a baby. I don't know what I'd do with...
Oh, no, I'm the same.
I do not know what I'd do with Harry.
Oh, no, I'm the same. Everyone's been... When it comes to my poodle, everyone's been dreading it. I said, they'll all want to be a million miles away when anything happens to him. I can't even bear to think of it.
Well, how many of these have you had?
He's my number six, but I didn't have... a couple of them my mum had when they retired.
Oh,
right. So, I mean, I was with them when she had them put to sleep, but it was bad, but because I hadn't had them for a couple of years... It wasn't quite as bad, but my poodle is so loyal, you know what I mean? He follows me everywhere, he gets upset when I go out, and I think I think little dogs are a little bit different, and I think I'm going to really notice it, really, it's going to really hit me badly.
Well, the thing is, with Harry, I live in Crocknell, so when I'm walking along past the MCA garage there, down to where the pub is, you know where I mean, didn't you?
No, I don't actually, but I know we're only really near Crocknell,
but... Well, any dogs that walk along coming towards us, he's up with it.
Oh, no, mine's the same. They're tiny little things, and they've got a lot to say for themselves,
yeah,
haven't they?
Yeah.
Well, yours will be smaller than mine, but...
Yeah, it's like, you know, this is where I live. I've only been here 3 years, 3.5 years, but, you know, you're on my territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been... Gets up on his back leg, Doberman.
Oh, no, he's the same.
Sorry, though, the people, I'm trying to take your head off.
Mine got into a fight with a boxer once because it broke loose from its owner and it ran over and it attacked him and he was fighting back and I was trying to grab the woman. It pulled her over, it was on an extending lead and it pulled her over in the mud, so she was a long way off, taking a long time to get to me, and I was trying to grab this bloody dog. It was obviously bigger than him, and I was trying to grab it, and they've got very tight skin. I was just trying to get hold of a handful of its skin, but I couldn't, and I thought he was going to end up dead, but the end of the day. He was badly bruised, but he wasn't...
What was that? Street
number 20. See that car? See that car in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the next up here, that's it. The empty space there. Just here.
There we're home.
There you go, my friend.
Thank you very much, thank you. 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 Out you get then, good boy. Oh. Wait now. Alright, oh, I'm just getting keys out. Thank you. Come here, sit. Thank you very much, thanks a lot. In you go, good boy. Come in. Sit. Good boy. In you go. Oh, it smells very nice in here. Very clean. Right. Yeah, now we're home. Now we've left. I'm glad to be home. Aren't you? When you, once you go on the journey, all you want to do is be in. Is everything in? Thanks, darling. Shut the door. Let's take my keys out first. I'm just going to take you out. Hold on. Oh, your bone's still here. Roland hasn't chucked it away then. I think he probably wants to go to the toilet, as do I. But let those cats out, that's another thing. You can come back to that. Good boy. I wonder where Shinky is. It's very windy out here. In those old trees. There, we're back to this again now. Right, busy, busy. Well, everyone, we're home.